Souter, a 15-year Republican lawmaker from central Wisconsin, helped get into the state budget a $500,000 grant for education about hunting and fishing. The money temporarily went to United Sportsmen, which is closely linked to Souter and Governor Scott Walker. Walker has since rescinded the grant, but the Public Service Commission has disclosed it's going through with plans to hire Souter and pay him $94,000 a year, nearly double his legislative salary. PSC spokesman Nathan Conrad says Souter will fill a vacancy to be the administrator of the Division of Water, Compliance, and Consumer Affairs.
He'll be overseeing the office that deals with water regulation, water rate cases, any compliance issues that have to do with the regulatory community, as well as overseeing any customer inquiries or complaints that come into the commission regarding any utility issues.
Conrad says Souter will be very busy. Conrad declines comment on the United Sportsmen controversy that had Governor Walker defending Souter's appointment late last week. Not shy about speaking out is Scott Ross of the liberal advocacy group One Wisconsin Now. Ross acknowledges that both Republican and Democratic governors have appointed their allies to high-paying jobs in state government.
I think what the question here is Scott Souter have the ethics in order to serve the people of Wisconsin, given his central role in what was essentially bid rigging?
Souter doesn't officially start his job at the PSC until October 7th. It's not immediately clear what experience Souter has with water or utility regulations. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.